AP Sports, I'm Mike Reeves. As the Paris Olympics near a conclusion, it was another good day for the United States, including in men's basketball. Correspondent Denny Kep brings us the details.
Steph Curry does it again as the United States men's basketball team won its fifth straight gold medal, outlasting France 98-87. Curry connected on 8 triples for a team-high 24 points. He knocked down 4 long daggers over the final 3 minutes to seal the victory, just one game after hitting 9 in the semis against Serbia.
Just staying confident, looking for your shot, whatever it is, and there's a lot of faith just living and dying with, you know, shots that you think you should take, and those last 2.5 minutes were special.
It was a golden day for the women's soccer team as well, holding off Brazil 1-0 to win their fifth gold medal and their first since the 2012 games in London. Mallory Swanson scored the winner in the 57th minute. Captain Lindsay Horan.
I'm thankful that I started my career here and I get to put on a gold medal at Parc des Princes. It's amazing.
The U.S. track and field team closed the games with 34 medals, 14 of them gold, including the men's and women's 4x400 relay teams cashing in at the end of Saturday's meet. The men held off Botswana by 0.1 seconds and set a new Olympic record, while the women won more comfortably but missed out on a world record by 0.1 seconds. In individual events, Masai Russell earned a gold in the women's 100-meter hurdles, edging her French competitor by 0.01 seconds. And New Zealand's Lydia Ko won the women's golf competition. In addition to the gold medal, she's now earned enough points to become the 35th member of the LPGA Hall of Fame. The United States finished A15 with 38 golds, one behind China's Olympic best 39.
On to Major League Baseball, where 4 of the 6 division races are nip and tuck. We start in the American League East. Baltimore was at Tampa Bay to take on the Rays, where Steve Carney brings us this report.
The Baltimore Orioles blow an early 4-0 lead, but Ramon Urias' 6th home run of the year breaks a 4-4 tie and route to a 7-5 win over the Tampa Bay Rays. Baltimore put up 3 runs in the first off Rays opener Drew Rasmussen and got a solo homer from Jackson Holliday an inning later. Urias' 2-run blast off Colin Poche in the 8th put the Orioles ahead for good. His manager Brandon Hyde says his shortstop came through when it counted.
When we had the lead, I love the defense. So not really a hunch, just wanted to keep him in the game, and came through in a big way. Huge homer for us.
Colton Cowser, Gunnar Henderson, Adley Rutschman, and Ryan Mountcastle each had 3 hit nights for the Orioles, who become the first team in the majors to reach the 70 win mark.
Coming up, the rest of Saturday's action in Major League Baseball. New York hosted the Rangers in a doubleheader, with the Yankees needing a sweep to move into a first-place tie. Here's AP correspondent Dave Ferry.
The Yankees showed the best and worst of themselves in their doubleheader against the Rangers, rolling to an 8-0 rout in the opener and absorbing a 9-4 loss in Game 2. In Game 1, Austin Wells drove in 4 runs, and Aaron Judge reached base 4 times while collecting his MLB-leading 105th RBI. Yankees manager Aaron Boone.
I felt like the at-bat quality was there. Wells scored the one in the first, obviously, but then Wells hit a ball on the screws the other way that they ran down. I just felt like made it real tough on them.
Carlos Rodon scattered 3 hits over 5 2/3. In the nightcap, Corey Seager slammed a 3-run homer to cap a 5-run 6th, and Leody Taveras doubled home a pair in a 3-run 7th for Texas.
In the American League Central, the Guardians' 7-game losing streak had allowed the surging Twins to move to within a game and a half of Cleveland atop the division. Those teams met in Minnesota on Saturday, and the Guardians took the game 2-1. Bo Naylor and Stephen Kwan hit home runs for the Guardians. Kwan's homer came on the 2nd pitch of the game. Cleveland manager Stephen Vogt.
The leadoff homer was huge. It electrified the dugout. It got everybody into the game. When you go up 1-0 like that, first batter of the game, it's huge.
Meanwhile, the Royals entered the day just 3.5 games behind Cleveland, and they were at home to meet the cross-state rival Cardinals. Here's correspondent Greg Eklin.
The Kansas City Royals erupted for 4 runs in the 7th inning in their 8-3 win over the St. Louis Cardinals. Bobby Witt Jr. tripled and scored in the inning, and Salvador Perez capped the rally with a 2-run homer. It made a winner out of Royals starter Michael Wacha.
We're going to be playing a lot of games like this against good opponents, and we just got to keep on, finding ways to win ball games, and you know, put ourselves in a good spot.
The Astros and Mariners were deadlocked atop the AL West entering the day, with Houston playing in Boston against the Red Sox. The Astros won it 5-4, belting four home runs, including two from Yordan Alvarez. Spencer Arrighetti struck out 13 and allowed two runs over seven innings to win on the mound, pleasing his manager, Joe Espada.
Performing against a pretty good lineup like that speaks highly of the kind of, you know, pitcher Spencer is. He's turning into one of the best.
Seattle remained in a first-place tie in the West with a 4-0 win over the Mets. In the NL, the only close race is in the West, where the Dodgers hold a 2.5-game lead over the Padres and a 3.5-game cushion over the Diamondbacks. The Dodgers beat the Pirates and Paul Skeens 4-1. The Padres overcame a 7-3 deficit to beat the Marlins 9-8 in 10 innings, and Arizona rolled past Philadelphia 11-1. The Phillies still hold a comfortable 7.5-game lead over the Braves in the NL East. In the NL Central, division-leading Milwaukee beat the Reds 1-0, recording their fifth straight victory. The Brewers' lead over the second-place Cardinals is now 8 games. The rest of the major league scores: Oakland shut out Toronto 1-0. San Francisco was a 3-1 winner over Detroit. The Nationals beat the Angels 5-4 in 10 innings. Atlanta halted a 6-game losing streak with an 11-8 win at Colorado. And the Cubs took down the White Sox 3-1. Mike Reeves, AP Sports.